Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Lee here. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and thought, wow, there's my reflection? How thankful I am that it does exactly what I do and doesn't ever try to escape the mirror to start a revolution. Yeah, me neither. But I tell you who has: today's new author. And here they are to introduce their story.
Hi, I'm Orion. I'm 8 years old and I live in Colorado. And this is my story, The Reflection Revolution.
Wake up! Time to get ready for school!
Okay, Mom. Every morning my mom is on my case, but that's why I do a morning routine that always puts me in a great mood. First, I go to the mirror, where I meet my reflection. Good morning, Reflection.
Good morning. Welcome to the mirror.
You're basically my exact twin and do whatever I do.
That's right.
Ready for our morning routine?
Let's do it.
Make a funny face.
Blah.
Do a funny dance.
Ooh, cha-cha, ooh, cha-cha.
And then
sing a funny song.
And finally, we comb our hair normally. Thanks for doing my morning routine with me, exact twin, but I gotta get to school. Today's the audition for the big school recital.
Just promise to come back same time tomorrow? When you're not in front of the mirror, I disappear. It's so boring.
I'll never skip our morning routine. Bye, exact twin.
Bye.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Are you ready for the recital auditions? For my special talent, I brought my tuba. Finally, the low tones will get a chance to shine.
Nice.
What are you going to do?
Next.
Oh, it's my turn. Hi.
And what's your talent?
Well, I'm going to perform my morning routine.
That's different. All right, let's see it.
Every morning, I make a funny face, blah, do a funny dance, ooh-cha-cha, ooh-cha-ha, and then sing a funny song.
That was incredible. You will be the star of the recital.
I didn't even get to the part where I comb my hair normal.
Leave the audience wanting more. Now, I want you to come to rehearsal after school. We need to practice your routine over and over and over until it is absolutely perfect for the stage. If it goes well, I might just be able to get you an audition for the hit TV show, American Recital.
If you say so.
Do you need tuba accompaniment?
No. All right, start rehearsing.
Wake up! Time to get ready for school!
Okay, Mom, I'm up. Gosh, I am so tired after all that rehearsing yesterday. I must have done my morning routine 100 times.
Good morning! Welcome to the mirror!
Good morning, Exact Twin.
Ready for our morning routine?
You know, I think I'm too tired today.
Great! Let's make a funny face. Wait, what? No routine?
I have to do the routine for the big recital tomorrow, and I just need a break from practicing it.
You're doing our routine? I'm a reflection. Our routine is all I have. When you're not here, I disappear. It's very boring.
Sorry, Exact Twin. I gotta go to school.
But wait! Now I'm alone. No, this time I'm not going to disappear. If I can't do my morning routine, then I don't want to be a reflection anymore. I am going to reach through the mirror, grab the mirror frame, and pull with all my might. 1, 2, 3, pull!
I'm free! I've broken out of the mirror! Time to start a reflection revolution! Okay, Mom, I'm up. Wait, she didn't tell me to wake up? That's weird. I can't focus on that now. Today is the big recital, and I gotta focus on my routine. Maybe I should do it in the mirror this morning, just for practice. Good morning, Exact Twin! Exact Twin? He's not in the mirror. That doesn't make sense. I'll check my mom's mirror. Mom?
Oh, honey. Sorry, I didn't call you this morning because something weird is happening with my mirror. My reflection is gone!
Yours too? Say, what's this note on the mirror? Dear regular humans, us reflections are tired of being stuck in the mirror only doing boring stuff. We've had enough. I need to find my exact twin and put a stop to this.
I'm sorry, what now?
To outside! Now, where did he go? Oh, a crossing guard. Crossing guard, have you seen my exact twin?
Your exact twin? I'm sure I would have noticed that.
Okay, thanks. Wait, why does that stop sign you're carrying say POTS?
Oh, because,
POTS is stop backwards. You're not the crossing guard, you're a reflection.
Gah, all right, you got me. Now, we're going to get you.
Ah, I gotta find my exact twin. Ah, the school bus. Bus driver, have you seen my exact twin?
Your exact twin? No, I can't say that I have.
Wait a minute. Why is the wheel on the wrong side of this bus?
It's... from England?
You're a reflection! Ah!
Are you okay?
Oh, it's you, local celebrity Right-Handio, who's famous for doing incredible things with his right hand.
That's me. High five! What?
That's your left hand.
Oops.
Reflection! I gotta find a safe place to school!
All right, everyone. The recital is beginning.
Director, I'm here. Have you seen my exact twin?
Have you seen the exact time? It's the big recital, and you're up first. Get out there and blow the audience away.
Oh, I forgot about the...
Just get on stage.
Go!
Whoa!
Oh, hi. This is my performance. My morning routine. Make a funny face, blah, do a funny dance, ooh-cha-cha, ooh-cha, and then sing a funny song.
Horribly.
It serves you right.
My word, how dramatic.
Exact Twin, why are you doing this? Our morning routine was my favorite part of the day, and you took that away from me. Well, now I'm out of the mirror, and I'll never have to wait on you to do a funny dance ever again. Oh, Exact Twin, I'm sorry. You're right. I got so wrapped up in preparing for this recital that I forgot the core meaning of the morning routine. I won't ask you to go back in the mirror if you don't want to, but would you at least like to do the routine with me on stage one last time?
An encore after booing? It's never been done.
One last time. Make a funny face.
Blah, 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 blah.
Do a funny dance.
Oh, cha-cha, oh, cha-cha.
And then
sing a funny song.
And now we comb our hair normally.
Amazing. You two are the best duo act I've ever seen. I could probably get you a spot on that famous TV talent show, American Recital.
You know what? I don't think so. Our morning routine is just for us. You mean it? I mean it.
Okay, but who will be on American Recital?
I hear word you need an act.
No. The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Roll call.
First up, from 9-year-old Jonah in Ohio, we have The School Year That Never Ended. Now, we get all sorts of stories here at Story Pirates. Some are happy, some are sad, some are adventure stories, some are romances, and some of them, like this, are scary. Because what else could you call a story about a school year that never ends? Well, actually, you know what? I think that some people would really like a school year that never ends. And honestly, if you're committed to lifelong learning like I am, it is like the school year never ends. I love to read! But vacation's fun too. Thanks for the story, Jonah! Next up, from Sophie, a 7-year-old in Taiwan, we have a story called Oh No! I Dropped My Things Out of the Window. And this story is kind of like a poem, and it's pretty short, so I'm just going to read it. Ahem. Oh no! I dropped my pencil out of the window while I was writing my homework. Oh no! I dropped my shoes out of the window while I was wearing my shoes. Oh no! I dropped my backpack out of the window when I'm packing for school. Oh no! I dropped my bowl out of the window when I was preparing to eat lunch. Why do you keep dropping your things out of the window? Mom says. Oh no! I dropped my mouth out of the window when I was talking to my mom! The end. I mean, I love an absurdist ending like that. Incredible work, Sophie. My favorite story title of the week comes to us from 4-year-old Haven in Texas with her story, The Funny Ringtail at the Dance Party. Now, if you don't know what a Texas ringtail is, you should look it up because they are kind of the cutest animals in the whole world. They look like foxes with long raccoon-like tails. And if you can imagine that, then now you probably understand why it would be funny to have them at a dance party. You're gonna have to check out Haven's story to see all of the shenanigans that they get into. Thanks, Haven! And finally, our mystery of the week from 7-year-old Ben in Maryland is the case of the missing sloths. And first of all, missing sloths is not easy to say, especially if you try to say it 10 times fast in a row. And even more interesting than that fact is finding out who is responsible for the missing sloths. And to find that out, you're just going to have to read Ben's story. To read all of today's roll call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Orion, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirate Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brennan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Reflection Revolution was adapted by Tim Platt and features performances by Eric Austin, Greg Barnett, Woody Fu, Martha Marion, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Jasmine Romero. Okay, another episode in the books. Time to do what I always do at the end of an episode and look in the mirror. Wow, Lee, you look great.
You sure do.
What? Did you just say?
Yes, I did.
Are you my reflection?
Yes, I am.
What? How? Why?
Don't worry, Lee. I'm not going to hurt you.
Well, I'm not worried about you hurting me. I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, Lee, I'm going to level with you. You look in the mirror too much.
I do what?
You are always looking in the mirror and trying to make your hair look cool.
What? No, I'm not.
You just said it yourself. You do it at the end of every episode.
That's just my routine. Besides, how else am I going to make sure that my hair looks okay?
Lee, your hair always looks okay. You don't need to keep looking in the mirror to make sure.
But what if it's not okay one day?
Then you'll be fine.
Easy for you to say. You're a reflection, so you can always see what you look like when I show up to look in the mirror.
You're not making any sense, Lee.
I don't care. Just leave me alone. I'll look at my reflection as much as I want.
I didn't want to have to do this.
Do what?
This.
No!
You know, actually not looking in the mirror so much is kind of liberating. Thanks, reflection.